Thank you, Blessing and Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7, coming to you live from the Voice of America on Monday, April 7th, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gandhi.
Studio 7 is going out to Zimbabwe on 909 medium wave and on 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com. Text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Here are our top stories this evening.
A new government report paints a gloomy picture of the country's economy as deflation continues and revenue collection targets are missed.
The deflation that the minister is speaking about will come from the continuing competition between the traders. The goods to sell are struggling to find customers.
Divisions continue to rock the MDC formation of former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, despite his pronouncements recently that all was well in the Labour-backed party.
These were very junior people in the party, very, very junior people, and they cannot seek to undermine what is so sacred in the MDC, the unity of purpose of all the progressive forces.
And the Harare Residents Trust compiles a dossier of issues currently affecting the city's residents for presentation to Parliament Wednesday. Divisions continue to rock the MDC formation of former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai despite his pronouncements recently that all is well in the Labour-backed party. Simmering divisions came to the fore with the so-called Renewal Faction calling on Tsvangirai to step down and pave way for a new leader in time for the country's next elections expected in 2018. Some of the party members in the Renewal Faction convened a press conference at the weekend, rubbishing assertions by Tsvangirai that there was unity in the party. But just like what happened with former Finance Minister Simba Makoni when he left ZANU-PF, no big party guns were present at the MDCT Renewal Group's press conference, where they continued to press for changes in the party.
A party spokesman Douglas Monzora says a disciplinary action will be taken against Youth Secretary Promise Mkwananzi, National Executive Member Last Mainga Hama, lawyer Jacob Mafume, and Director General Twende Pishone for convening what he said was an illegal press conference that undermined the party's constitution. Mafume, who is suspended Deputy Treasurer General Elton Mangoma's lawyer, was also unveiled as the renewal team's interim spokesman. The four on Saturday maintained that, contrary to Tsvangirai's claims that the factions in the party have buried the hatchet, there was no unity at all in the Labour-backed movement. They said things have not been the same in the party since Mangoma's suspension that followed his letter to Tsvangirai asking him to step down. Jonga Kandemiri speaks with Monzora over the issue.
These were very junior people in the party, very, very junior people in the party. And they cannot seek to undermine what is so sacred in the MDC, the unity of purpose of all the progressive forces. Our leaders held the press conference about 2 weeks ago and announced to the party members and to the country that they were working together, that there was party unity, and that there was supposed to be party unity. But you do get some malcontents, especially the naughty ones, who just want to make headlines by doing things which are negative to the party. There was absolutely no need for that press conference. There was absolutely no need for some people to try to undermine what the party has been trying to build for a long, long time. The MDC is the only change agent in Zimbabwe. The people of Zimbabwe are suffering. And therefore, they look at the MDC seriously as a party that can deliver them from poverty and misery. But this playing with the people's struggle is unpardonable. And this is done by people who may or may not know that it is CIO and ZANU-PF who are behind these squabbles. And people can get used by CIO and ZANU-PF without knowing it. And we really appeal to the MDC supporters not to be hoodwinked by these shenanigans. The task at hand is very, very big. President Tsvangirai announced that there must be unity in the party. He announced that there must be unity of purpose of all progressive forces so that we get rid of the dictatorship.
What are you going to do? Are you going to take any action against them?
Well, from the way they behaved, I don't think they really want to be members of the MDC anymore. I don't know. But our National Council is sitting this week, and we will just inform them that this is what happened, and we see what will be done. But it is regrettable that people behave so irresponsibly, especially where some of them are actually representing Honorable Mangoma, who is going to be appearing before the disciplinary committee.
That was MDCT spokesman Douglas Monzora on the line from Harare.
Kwananzi says the renewal faction wants the MDCT to be guided by the principles of the 2011 Congress in its activities.
The idea was to explain to the public that we still had what I would call, for lack of a better word, outstanding issues which needed to be ironed out before we can have a proper, genuine unity. And those issues have to do with the need to convene an honest and exhaustive national executive meeting that will discuss and iron out through an honest self-introspection the various outstanding issues, which include the continued use of violence and hate speech within the party, the complete breakdown of constitutionalism, the unlawful suspension, the expulsion of members of the party, as well as the need to draw a clear roadmap toward a free and fair election where there is no pledging, because the pledging essentially amounts to tampering with the Congress voter roll, and nobody is prepared to go to a predetermined Congress. We want the party to return back to its original structure as constituted in the 2011 Congress, and then we can go to Congress, because those structures are the people that are supposed to attend the Congress.
Mr. Monzora said the party is not going to lose sleep because the meeting was convened by junior members. What's your reaction to this?
Neither here nor there. In any case, it is not a fact that the junior members, I'm a member of the National Executive myself, Mr. Malinda Ama is a member of the National Executive. And what is important is the import of the message, which is the principles which I have outlined. I think that is what is important for us to look into, rather than the messengers.
In the event that the party decides to take action against you, are you ready to face any consequences?
The problem is that we have a complete breakdown of the constitution of the party at the moment. So many people are doing their own things which are unconstitutional, suspensions which are happening, the expulsions, beatings. So you have to first take the party back to constitutionalism, reestablish law and order, and then only from there can you start to talk about disciplinary issues.
That was MDCT Youth Assembly Secretary Promise Mkwananzi in Harare.
Independent political analyst Charles Mtasa says the MDCT should put its house in order if it wants to give ZANU-PF a strong challenge in the 2018 elections.
This means that those who are convening the press conferences are still disgruntled, and they are not with the MDC as far as the announcement that was made by Mr. Tsvangirai stands. What it ultimately means is that those members will either step out of the party somehow by the way they are convening these press conferences, or the party will have to boot them out eventually.
We spoke with MDC spokesman Mr. Douglas Monzora, who said that this press conference or a meeting has little or no impact at all because those who convened the meeting are junior party members. Do you agree with him?
I think what he's trying to imply, in my view, is that their rebellion or their failure to oblige with the resolution that was announced means that even if they don't want to do so, the party will not lose much. So eventually he's saying that it will not be considered as a split, but it might be considered as people who are departing from the party by themselves by failing to oblige with the resolutions of the party. So as you can see, it is very difficult to imagine Mr. Mangoma backing the party as long as he is still speaking the same language as that was being spoken before the announcement of the so-called reunity of the party.
That was independent political analyst Charles Mtasa in Seattle, Washington State, here in the United States.
Meanwhile, Elton Mangoma told Studio 7 in an exclusive interview that time has come for the MDCT to replace Tsvangirai with what he says will be a better leader. Mangoma says Tsvangirai, like President Robert Mugabe, is a dictator.
Any conflict will end at some point. I don't think the conflict goes on forever. Just how it ends, which may be how people react or not react. But
in your own internal feelings, Mr. Mangoma, do you think you are right with what you are doing?
I am convinced 100% that I am right. If I didn't believe it, I wouldn't have written the letter. And it's really, I believe it 100%.
So now, when we look at opposition parties in Zimbabwe, do you think that they will come together at one stage to form some kind of formidable coalition to fight against the present government?
I think the culture we have had is one of the strongman politics. So you would have this one and this party, this one and their party, and so on. And therefore, it makes collaboration a bit more difficult because people are looking after their own parties as opposed to the national interest.
And many people are saying Mr. Mangoma is one person who is very courageous because he can actually tell leaders to go to hell and ruffle anyone's feathers. At the end of the day, if you get to make a comparative analysis, and let's say compare President Robert Mugabe and President Tsvangirai of the MTC, who do you think is better between the two?
None of them. They all have got this strong man mentality. They all are not listening to advice. They are all not looking to building a Zimbabwe that is can be lived by all.
So in a way, this is my last question. In a way, you're saying it is very good to clean up the MTCT right now and get rid of these leaders that are useless.
In fact, if there was any better time to clean up the MTC, it is now.
And finally, you see yourself as a better leader than President Mugabe and Tsvangirai?
At this stage, definitely. Having worked with them, I have no hesitation whatsoever to say I'll be able to provide better leadership and better vision than I have seen today.